Okay, our next presenter is Yumiomi Takeda.
Correct, thank you. Okay, another talk on pruning. This time we'll be talking about winter pruning of Eastern Thornlets blackberry trained on the rotating cross-arm trellis system. This was work was done in Kearneysville, West Virginia, in the eastern part of the country, with the assistance of my technician, Ann Rose. We have, at the station, done a number of pruning studies over the years. And early, almost 20 years ago now, we worked with the Varietico Black Satin trained to the YB trellising system, in which we trained three floricanes with the lateral canes per plant ranging from 9 to 36, which resulted in cane length of between 6 and 14 meters per plant, spaced about a little over 2 meters apart. And in the present study, we used a variety called Triple Crown on another type of trellising system that we call rotating cross-arm trellis system, in which we train three primal canes to obtain as much as 300 centimeters of cane length per lateral cane. And each one of these plants may have produced up to 30 lateral canes. So we're talking about now plants that have produced up to 75 meters of cane length in a growing season. In previous studies, when we increased the cane length per plant, we ended up with the increased yields. And we wanted to look at the effect of this kind of a, allowing plant to produce maybe excess amount of growth, see what that would affect yield. Okay, so the what we call this RCA trellis, or the rotating cross-arm trellis system, consists of a short post instead of a typical 2 meter high post, a T trellis or V trellis. We have a very short post, less than half a meter, and then we attach a large plate at the top of the post, and then onto that plate we can now attach long cross arms that's actually hinged here, so it's possible to then manipulate the cross arm to eventually move the canopy from a relatively a vertical orientation to horizontal to achieve certain type of benefits. So in this system, we actually train the primal canes that emerge from the crown of each plant to grow horizontally down the this training wire that's situated less than half a meter off the ground. And then, say, by end of July or so, if one, three of these primal canes are trained and then forced to grow horizontally, that promotes the axillary buds to break and then grow. When you have a primal canes that are oriented vertically, it's possible to get five or six lateral canes. In this case, we're now doubling the number of lateral canes on each of these primal canes. And then as they're trained upward, that kind of prevents the axillary buds on these lateral canes to break or to develop tertiary canes. So we're now just promoting the growth of these secondary canes that grow upward. Okay? So by the end of August or so, these lateral canes have grown well over 1.5 meters in a, vertically. And then as they grow over the top wire on this cross arm, then they will now drape down and grow downward. And by end of August, well, early September, many of those lateral canes now have grown over 3 meters and actually come in contact with the soil. Okay, so with this training system, we are really producing tremendous amount of vegetative growth on a very narrow canopy. instead of having this dense canopy that develops when you train blackberry plants on a TOV trellis. Usually what we have been doing is to, in the winter time, we make a cut at the top of the cross arm. So we're removing all this excess growth here to bring the cane length or lateral cane to about 1.5 meters. But in the last 3-4 years, there's been a tremendous increase in the acreage of this system in the Midwest, in places like from starting in Pennsylvania all the way across the country to Iowa and Kansas. And a number of the growers that have been using the system see this excess growth here, which I've been telling them to cut. But now they think if they leave these canes unpruned, potentially they will even double the productivity. But so, based on this kind of a question from the growers, we did study to show that it's not really an effective way of increasing yield. So I'll present some of the data we have obtained in the last 3 years. So what we wanted to do from this study was to look at like a percent bud break along the entire cane length, count the number of flower shoots per lateral cane, look at the fruit number per flowering shoot, and fruit size, and eventually yield per plant. So results here. What we found out is, as expected from our previous studies, we were not able to increase the fruit number by leaving these long lateral canes. No difference in the fruit size or yield, about 7 kilograms per plant. Okay. And then when we looked at specific components of yield, we found some interesting results here. Of course, with pruning, we're leaving about 20 nodes on that 1.5 meter long lateral canes, while the unpruned lateral canes had about 48 to 50. So we do see a big increase in the number of axillary buds per lateral cane. What we see is that along these length of the canes, in the early spring, those buds will break. Okay, there are about 90% of those buds will break. But look here, how many of those shoots that break when the axillary buds actually develop into flower shoots? With pruning, we're now able to get about 70% of those axillary buds actually develop an inflorescence with flowers, while on the unpruned, only 32% of the buds developed into flower shoots. And then when we looked at the actual number of flowers on each one of these flower shoots, average was a bit higher on pruned plants, about 1 to 3 flowers per shoot. Okay. Looking at the entire length of the lateral canes, we took increments of 10 nodes and looked at the number of flower shoots at each one of those 10 node sections. And all along the length of the canes, we did see more flowers per shoot developing. So, what's the kind of a summary from this study? What the growing triple crown on the RCA trellis with 3 prima canes, and each one of these plants with 3 prima canes producing 25 to 30 lateral canes. By depending on whether we pruned the lateral canes or not, we were got shortened to 1.5 meters, or if left unpruned, about 3 meters in length. We now had plants with 875 or 1,400 axillary buds per plant, and then with the cane length range between 37 meters and 75 meters. So we looked at the relationship between cane length and total yield. There was no difference. Racemes for lateral cane, I should have, arrow is, should have been a little in the pointing downward. But we see that, we've increased the fruit number per cluster by one to two, and then but the yield stayed same. So what does this mean? Here are some comments I could draw from the study, that we should prune these long lateral canes on the RCA trellis to back to the top of the wire with a simple cut, which could be used, done with mechanical devices such as a hedger, and bring the total cane length per plant to about 235 meters per plant. What we see with this method of pruning is that it generates other benefits. So when you have more flower shoots per cane length and obtain more flowers per shoot, it has a tendency to delay fruit ripening or maturation, because some of the clusters will then have a not just a primary and secondary flower, but develop tertiary flowers. And tertiary flowers then bloom a bit later, and then fruit actually mature later. In the Midwest, this is highly desired at this point, because as we move from May to October period, price for fresh blackberries continue to rise. So this is a one way to harvest greater proportion of the fruit in later summer, when the price tend to be a bit higher. Okay. With this increased number of flower shoots, which have several that develop leaves, and those leaves then will provide additional shading to the developing fruit, and that helps with this mitigating some of the high light intensity fruit damage that causes some fruit damage. So by pruning the canes with simple mechanical devices would be better than to actually try to manipulate these long lateral canes and bringing them to be tied at one or two places on this long cross arm, which adds more labor. Okay, so that I finished right on time. Yeah. Thank you.
Questions?
Yes. Can we explain
about the berries and the saturated?
Okay. Her question was about doing fruit quality evaluation, and I did those things in earlier studies, but this one was kind of quick and dirty, and we didn't. But we had, just people tasting the fruit, and we couldn't pick up any differences in the sweetness or tartness of the fruit. Yes, primary fruit, blackberries produces inflorescence. With the primary fruit tends to be the largest, and the secondary fruit will be a bit smaller, and then if there are any tertiaries, it will be smaller. Yeah. Yep.
Any other questions?
Okay. Yep, thanks.